Redemption. This is the week where the Springboks have to redeem themselves. It's a subject that's been discussed often, especially by Bob Marley and that wonderful song of his. And it's one that we're going to have to discuss today. And to do that, you can see we're in our old spot, back where we were in 2016, where when the Springboks weren't doing so well. Hopefully, we won't have to be here next week. They're playing Australia this weekend. They have a chance of coming back. How likely is that, though?
If there's ever a perfect time to play Australia, it's now. We'll be motivated. We're playing them at home. We've got a lot to prove. Our guys know that they didn't play that well against New Zealand. I believe this is the weekend for every Springbok fan, especially the people in Bloemfontein, who should come out in numbers and watch them.
Do you think the Australians have any chance here? Remember last time they played here in 2010, in Bloemfontein they won. And that was against Victor Matfield and Farid Dupree and those guys.
If we break it down, look at the Tide 5. I still believe we've got a better Tide 5 than them. Our loose forwards will match them. Our back line, the service should be a lot better with Ross Cronier back at come off. So I still believe we've got the team to easily put away Australia.
Okay, that's what you say, but what you're not discussing here is the psychological damage that happened from 57. No, we've seen it happen 49-0 for Jake White's team in 2006.
Yeah.
Previous time it happened 53-0 against England when Lovis Cagney got that red card. We only got better once the coach got fired and got a new coach in. Why would you think this time is different? Why do you think it won't be a blow?
There's no need for that because we've made an upward progression. We've moved forward since last year, since 2016, for example. The team has won.
Have we?
Yes, I think we have. I think we've played better rugby. We've won 5 out of 7 games. We've drawn one of those
seven. Okay, but we played a poor Argentina team and we played a poor France team. The moment we had teams that could match up to us, we were bad.
We could have beaten Australia.
We could have, but we played very bad rugby that day. We were under pressure. We were under pressure and we couldn't handle
it. But you can't walk away from everything that you've done this year because of one match. For me, that would be the wrong attitude to have, to say everything we've done is wrong and to move totally away from what we've done so far is completely wrong.
I'm saying we only got tested twice this year
We can improve on our execution. Even in that All Blacks game, that first 20 minutes, we weren't as bad as the end of the match suggested. Let's not throw away our 5 victories this year.
I disagree. I think it's like Tyson. He used to be unbeatable until he got knocked out once, and he was never the same boxer again. It is something you don't come back from. Not that easily. Not without something drastically changing. This is a scar these players will take with them for the rest of their lives. And I don't see any changes now.
No.
Tell me that they've overcome that.
Talk about the scars. The Springboks lost to Japan. They lost to Italy. They've come back and become better teams after that. There's nothing wrong with the talent. There's nothing wrong with how we play. Just on those days, we didn't execute the way we should have done. Let's not take away those good things. Let's not run away from the positives that we've got. The minute we do that, we're going back into the uncertainty of last year, which is a dangerous one.
What's your score prediction?
I think we'll win comfortably. I'm thinking 13 points.
I'm a little worried about this. I think the psychological scars we gave from that 57-0 loss, you know, it brings unease in camp. And there's already some trust relationships that think are showing some issues in the week. I'm a little worried. I think we can win. I don't think we won't. Then quickly on to the Argentina-New Zealand game. What do you expect to happen there? Another 57-0 maybe?
No, I actually think that could be a lot closer. I'm thinking 10 points, maybe the difference there. There's a pride issue at stake here. Argentina have not really played to their potential with this tournament. New Zealand also, they just need to do what they need to do. There isn't that much pressure to win the match.
I think that the Argentinians are out of their feet. 2 years of that team together, playing Super Rugby, playing rugby championships, it's travel. Nobody could take that. And the New Zealanders, they've got no pressure championship now. They can just go out and play. I expect another blowout, maybe not 57-0, but I see a good 30-point difference there.
Wow. Thanks for that bombshell, Johan. You can catch all the action live on SuperSport 1 this weekend. And if you want to stream it on the web, you can catch it on our DSTV Now app.
Also, remember, we're doing our normal live vlog live from Bloemfontein. We'll bring you all the action. It's as good as being there. And I would love it if you could join us for that.